Heidi and Frank Show. Thank you for joining us. If you're joining us right now, you're in for a treat. The band Kiss has sold 100 million albums.
It's just insanity.
Worldwide, and they're not stopping anytime soon. They just released their 20th studio album yesterday, titled Monster. And with us on the phone to talk about that, we have none other than Gene Simmons and Eric Singer on the phone with us. Hello!
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you. Now, we've met Gene Simmons before. I don't know if he's going to remember us at all, but...
I remember Heidi.
Thank you. Thank you, Gene.
Thank you, Gene.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love Gene Simmons. We had a ton of fun with him in Boston, and we were at the Sam Adams Summer Jam, and Gene was on the show, and I'm known for having a long tongue, so Gene and I went tip to tip.
All right, settle down. Don't get excited.
I can't. It's very early, and I'm excited.
No, it was an exciting little tongue off there between you two. I witnessed the whole thing. I was sitting there.
A long, long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah, how long ago was it?
It was before Gene was married, so Shannon has nothing to worry about. There was no funny business. None of that.
But very impressive. A lot of meat came out of those mouths.
Now, I have a question, Gene, because you said something to me, and I couldn't tell because you have such a poker face that I couldn't tell if you were serious or you were just messing around with me.
What, and about the farm animals?
Yeah, I was like, I don't know if he's kidding or not. No, we went tip to tip, and we accidentally touched tongues, and you sort of pulled away, and I had been drinking some beer, and you said, oh, how dare you? These lips and this tongue have never touched alcohol. Is that true?
Not exactly right. The truth is that I've never been drunk or high, but, you know, certainly at other people's weddings or events, if somebody says, you know, toast something, I'll put it up to my lips.
Okay, but you've never been drunk or high.
Then he'll spit it back in the glass.
I told you, Frank. You said he was BSing you.
I figured, you know, a rock legend like Gene Simmons had to have like a shot at some point. Like after your first studio album, you guys probably had to have a toast or crack a beer or something.
Or some crack?
No, I don't.
Or some crack.
There you go, Eric.
I've always had a sweet tooth that I much prefer cookies and cake. And
That's so sweet because when I was growing up, I had my favorite song growing up was Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
And I had the album that it was on, and you guys were on the front of it, and you know, the full makeup and everything. And my mother was one of those mothers who was saying that you guys worship Satan. And
because they wore makeup?
What's her point?
I know. Yeah. But, you know, so? I was very young, and she was my mother, and I would stare at the album, and I was thinking...
By the way, what's her name?
Her name is Sandy.
Oh, I remember her. She was back then.
Oh
man!
But it was like
that's awesome.
I think the thing that was scariest most for me was the boots that you wore, Gene. Those boots that had the big teeth on.
Yeah, that's really what you want to watch out for. Those scary boots.
I was like, look at those boots. They're worship.
Those boots are very scary.
They were the scariest things in the world to me then.
What do you think about Heidi's boots?
Oh, hey, look, I got my boots on.
Oh yeah, she does have her boots on. They look better when they're in the air.
Uh-huh. All right, settle down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Heels
Eric,
in the air.
What do you think?
So you guys have done this 20th studio album. I mean. You keep knocking them out, and so as far as like getting in the studio and doing it again, is it still like as fun and fresh as it always has been for you guys?
Got to be fresh now with Eric Singer joining you.
Yeah, what do you think about that, Gene? I've only been in the band on and off for 20 years.
On and off for 20 years.
You know, it is true that you can be Ron Wood in the Stones and have been in the Stones for a million years. You'll still be the new guy. There's just no way around it.
Believe me, we'll deal with that too. We're sort of the new guys around here, and we'll probably deal with that for the next.
Yeah, for the next 20 years, we'll still be the new guys to replace Mark and Brian.
Right.
The best thing to do is to just be who you are and be the best that you are. Take a note from our military. You know, be all that you can be.
Right.
And you know, the critics be damned. At the end of the day, Monsters, our 20th studio record, and I said this before, but it's worth noting, if this was a new record by a brand new band and I put it on, I'd say, wow, who's this band? This is rocking. This is something you can put on in your car, take a long drive down the highway. It's highway music. It's the kind of stuff that's unrelenting, no ballads, no nothing. And tell you what, after you're listening to the records, you want to pull over and have a big fat burger and swallow.
Well, we do have a clip from the album, so let's play a little bit of the clip now, so people can get a taster of Monster.
Yeah.
You got
So good.
Wall of Sound, name of that track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the ballad.
That's as slow as it gets.
That's
the new Kiss album.
Gene wrote that about himself. Yeah, in fact, I'm wearing the I Love Me button right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Frank has a couple of those, too.
Yeah, he loves me, too.
I got the hat.
Right.
The hat and the T-shirt.
Now, back in the early days, Gene Simmons, did you have people that ever tried to change your sound or what you do? Say,
well, of
hey,
course. Of course.
And you never did that. You said, like what you said earlier, is just do what you do, be who you are, and don't change for other people.
Of course. You know, the being in a band or having any kind of self-discipline is like being on a diet and living inside of a bakery.
Mm.
Because you're always surrounded by the sweet stuff. You're always being tested. And life and all kinds of things tend to want to seduce you. And you've got to stay true to who you are, your philosophy, your self-imposed mandate, if you will. Monster literally carries on the tradition of who and what we are. Unrelenting, not really interested in fashion and fads. We consider that the enemy, the bane of society, because it can't make up its mind. It's like a dog that keeps running around in circles chasing its own tail. It's running fast, but it's going nowhere. Hemlines go up, hemlines go down.
Right.
You girls can't make up your minds. Like, settle down. Put on your favorite pair of jeans. Make them tight. Put on some high heels. You're done. You're in fashion.
Get the girls standing up at attention, and that's your look. Don't worry about changing it all the time.
Yeah, put on some, you know, leather pants or a leather jacket. You're in fashion. Don't worry about the other stuff.
I love that.
Well, I know you guys got to get going. You got a very busy day ahead of you. So thank you, Gene Simmons and Eric Singer from Kiss. Get their 20th studio album, Monster. It was released yesterday, so you can go out and get it right now. Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, guys, so much.
Right.
Wow,
That's awesome.
That's a way to kick off a show.
We did run out of time because they do have to, you know, talk to everybody, you know, about the new album right now. And I was going to ask him because the American Music Award nominees came out today. And I was looking at the list and names that I don't recognize, that I don't even listen to, that pretty much most of them are manufactured.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they've done 20 albums and they said that this feels like, you know, if it was released today, it sounds like something new, but they stuck with what they do and they haven't changed really besides taking off the makeup and,
sure,
and that kind of stuff. But
I love that.
I was going to ask them what they think of the music that's being produced today. Is it crap? Because I saw that on X Factor. My daughter watches X Factor, so I watch X Factor by default.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene Simmons' daughter auditioned for X Factor.
Beautiful girl,
by
the way.
And made it through. And I don't know how, you know, the boot camp rounds are going. I don't know if she made it through even further.
Did they know it was her?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously they do, because you know.
Gene was there.
Oh, okay.
And they played it off like, you know, I don't want to, you know, be known as Gene Simmons' daughter. I'm going to do this on my own. Well, it's like, he probably should have stayed home then.
Right. Don't bring, hey, Dad, can you stay?
Yeah, he's out there standing in line with him and Shannon Tweed and the daughter. And everybody's like, everybody got their cameras out taking pictures of him. But but she did make it through. And for, you know, for him to, I don't know if he was maybe encouraging her or discouraging her from going into the music business.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. But you run out of time because those guys are so damn busy.
I know. You could sit here and talk with those
guys
for an hour.
We're going to have Gene Simmons back in.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can get him back in next week or something.
See if he'll come in.
See if he can actually come in, sit down with us, and hang out. And
we can have another tongue off, see if his has grown, if mine has grown.
Ask him,
you know.
Ask him those questions. We are Heidi and Frank.